Welcome to Noise Sweeps with Stock Devices Masterclass. Drum and bass at 170 BPM. Advanced level. Fully stock Ableton Live. And we're going to treat noise sweeps the way pros actually use them. Not as decoration, but as energy management. At 170, transitions fly past. If your sweep takes too long to read, it feels lazy. If it's too wide or too wet, it smears the drop. And if you leave low end in it, it fights the kick and the sub instantly. So today you're building a tight little effects tooltip. A clean 8-bar uplifter into the drop, a downlifter suckback right after the drop, and a short impact layer that makes the downbeat feel bigger without turning anything up. Let's set up the session in a DNB-friendly way. Set your tempo to 170 BPM. Create 3 audio tracks and name them FX Uplift, FX Down, and FX Impact. Now route them into an FX bus. You can group the 3 tracks or send them to a return, whichever fits your template. The point is, you want one place to control the overall sweep behavior because these sounds can get resonant and spiky fast. On the FX bus, add EQ8, glue compressor, and limiter. On EQ8, high pass at 120 Hz with a steep slope, like 24 dB per octave. If it feels boxy, do a gentle dip somewhere around 300 to 600 Hz, but only if you hear it. Glue compressor. Keep it light. Attack 10 milliseconds, release on auto, ratio 2 to 1, and aim for just 1 to 2 dB of gain reduction at most. This is not pump the FX, it's hold the FX together. Limiter. Set the ceiling around minus 0.8 dB and let it catch peaks only. The reason for all of this is simple. Noise sweeps are transient Y and resonance Y, and the bus gives you consistency across the whole arrangement. Now let's build the clean uplifter, the rolling DNB rise. The goal is 8 bars of escalating tension that doesn't steal your low end and doesn't smear your snare. On FX Uplift, drop in operator. If your version or workflow makes noise easier in wavetable or analog, feel free to swap. The chain is what matters. In operator, turn oscillator down so it's basically off, and enable noise. Get the level so it's clearly audible, but not blasting. You're building a sweep that will sit with a full drum and bass drop later, so it doesn't need to be insanely loud solo. After operator, add auto filter. Set it to a low pass 24 dB filter. Start your frequency around 200 to 400 Hz. Set resonance in the 25 to 40% zone. Be careful here. Resonance is exciting, but it's also where harshness comes from, especially when it slides through that 3 to 6k Hz area. Add a bit of drive, maybe 2 to 6 dB, just enough to give urgency. Important, leave envelope amount at 0. We're doing manual automation, because at 170 BPM precision is everything. Now automate the filter frequency over 8 bars, roughly 300 Hz up to 16k Hz, ending right at the drop. And here's a key coaching point. Don't make it one straight line. At 170, a linear ramp often feels like it's taking forever, then suddenly it's over. Instead, draw it in 2 phases. For bars 1 through 6, a slower climb. Bars 7 and 8, make the curve steeper so it accelerates into the drop. That acceleration is what creates urgency. Add a little resonance automation too. Maybe it sits around 20% and rises toward 35% in the last 2 bars. You can also add tiny automation bumps once per bar to make it feel alive. Think of it like phrasing, not like a science experiment. Next, width and motion. Add chorus ensemble. Put it in chorus mode. Rate around 0.25 to 0.40 Hz, amount 25 to 40%, and width somewhere like 120 to 160%. Check mono later because modulation width can vanish when collapsed. After that, add utility, turn bass mono on, set bass frequency around 200 Hz, and set width around 120 to 150%. If you want extra lift, automate width slightly up in the last bar, but don't go so wide that it steals focus from the drums. Now tension through saturation. Add saturator. Use analog clip. Drive maybe 3 to 8 dB. Soft clip on. Then match the output so it's not just louder. This is a huge pro habit. Saturation is for density and aggression, not for tricking you with volume. If you have a roar, you can use it instead, and even modulate the drive slightly toward the end, but keep the concept the same. Add tension without losing control. Now reverb, but we do it in a drop-safe way. Add reverb. Pre-delay around 15 to 25 milliseconds. Decay somewhere 1.8 to 3.5 seconds depending on vibe. Techie roller is usually tighter. Atmospheric jungle can be longer. Low cut high like 500 to 900 Hz. High cut around 8 to 12 kHz. dry/wet around 8 to 18%. And here's the trick that separates Nice Sweep from Pro Transition. Automate the reverb wetness down right before the drop. In the last eighth note to quarter note, pull it quickly toward near zero. You're basically clearing the stage so the downbeat hits clean. Finally, at EQ 8 at the end of the chain, high pass at 150 to 250 Hz, steep, then listen for harshness. If it bites, do a small bell dip around 3 to 6 kHz, maybe 2 to 5 dB depending. If it's dull, you can add a tiny air shelf above 10 kHz, like 1 or 2 dB, but only after harshness is under control. Extra advanced control tip. Instead of permanently cutting highs, use multi-band dynamics on the sweep track. Set your high band to start around 3 to 5 kHz and apply gentle compression, ratio about 2 to 1, with a fairly quick attack. That way, when resonance screams, it gets contained, and when it's not screaming, you keep the brightness. Alright, that's your uplifter. Now let's build the downlifter, the suckback. This is the post-drop vacuum that creates space for the groove and makes the bass feel like it locks in harder. Duplicate your FX uplift track to FX down if you want a quick start, then adjust. On the downlifter, we're going to fake a reverse feel using volume and filter movement, rather than literally reversing audio. Add auto filter and switch to bandpass. 12 dB is a good starting point. Start frequency high, like 8 to 12 kHz, and sweep it down to around 500 Hz over 1 to 2 bars. Resonance can be a bit higher here, 30 to 50%, because bandpass sweeps like that whooshy pull. But again, watch the harsh zone. Now do the amplitude shape. You have options depending on where you place it. If this downlifter is after the drop, start loud on beat 1 and fade down quickly so it gets out of the way. If it's a pre-drop suck, do the classic move, fade up into the impact and then hard cut. Either way, the curve matters. Make it feel like it's being pulled, not just turned down. Then add gate threshold somewhere around minus 20 to minus 10 dB as a starting point, and set the return around 200 to 600 milliseconds. Floor at minus infinity for hard cuts, or minus 12 dB if you want a softer tail. This is your anti-smear tool. It keeps the downlifter from blurring into your drums and bass. Now the impact layer. This is the tiny noise burst that adds crack and air at the downbeat without replacing your kick or snare. On FX Impact, load simpler. You need a short noise sample. If you don't have one, quickly resample your operator noise, set your input to resampling, record a second of noise, and drag it into simpler. In simpler, set one-shot mode. Set the length to something like 30 to 120 milliseconds. Add a tiny fade out to avoid clicks. If you want a chunkier, pitch it down a little, minus 3 to minus 12 semitones is a good range. After simpler, add drum bus. Drive around 5 to 15%, crunch 10 to 25%. Usually keep boom off because it fights the kick. Use damp if it's too bright. Then add overdrive or a saturator. With overdrive, set the frequency around 2 to 5 kHz. Drive 10 to 25%, tone 50 to 70%, and dry/wet around 20 to 40%. You want bite, not a wall of fuzz. Then add a tiny room reverb, decay 0.3 to 0.7 seconds, pre-delay 0 to 10 ms, dry/wet 5 to 12%, low cut around 700 Hz. This is impact air, not a wash. Now, workflow upgrade. Turn each of these into a macro rack. On each sweep track, select the devices and group them into an audio effect rack. Map macros like this. One macro for sweep, that's your auto filter frequency. One for bite, that can control resonance and saturation drive together. One for width, utility width. One for space, reverb dry/wet. One for clean, the EQ high pass frequency. And one for level, utility gain. This rack approach makes you insanely fast in arrangement. It also keeps you from doing random automation everywhere. You're designing controllable behaviors. Now let's talk arrangement at 170 BPM, because this is where most people lose the plot. Think in 4, 8, and 16 bar statements. Classic setup, an 8-bar uplifter into the drop, but don't treat it like one gesture. Break it into 4 minisenes. Bars 1 to 2, introduce quietly. More filtered, maybe narrower, less reverb. Bars 3 to 4, add whip or a little chorus movement. Bars 5 to 6, add dirt. Push drive up but keep the output level matched so it feels like intensity, not volume. Bars 7 to 8, final form. Faster filter climb, a bit more resonance edge, maybe some rhythmic gating or little movement. And a drum aware placement tip. Treat the sweep like a drum element. Your snare hits on 2 and 4. If your sweep has little automation bumps or chatters, emphasize them between snare hits, like on the and counts, or around beat 3, that keeps the backbeat crisp. For jungle flavor, lean more into band pass sweeps and slightly hollower mids, like 500HC to 2KHC. If you want old school texture, add redux very subtly, downsample just a bit. Dry slash wet 5 to 12%. Subtle. This is Spice. Now, pro level pre-drop cleanup. In the last 1/8 or 1/16 before the drop, automate the FX bus itself. Pull utility gain down by 1 to 2 dB for a micro pullback. If you're using reverb sends, slam them down toward zero. That makes the downbeat feel louder without actually turning the drop up. It's contrast. And contrast is power. Another contrast trick. If everything rises at the same time, it gets one-dimensional. In the last bar, try increasing drive while slightly decreasing width and dropping reverb wetness hard. The sweep tightens as it gets more aggressive, and that focus makes the impact hit harder. Now, a couple of common mistakes to avoid. If you hear low end in your sweep, fix it. High pass at least 150 to 250 Hz, often higher, depending on the track. If resonance screams, especially 3 to 6 kHz, don't just crank it because it feels exciting. Contain it with either a careful EQ dip or dynamic control like multiband dynamics. If the reverb tail smears the drop, automate it down before impact and shorten decay if needed. If it sounds huge in stereo but collapses in mono, check mono early. Put utility at the end of the sweep track and toggle width to zero. If it disappears, reduce chorus amount and consider creating width with short reverb early reflections instead of heavy modulation. And if the sweep is louder than the drums, it's not bigger, it's just in the way. Mix it like a supporting actor, it provides energy, not the headline. Advanced variations, quick hits. Split band sweep. Put an audio effect rack on the uplifter with two chains. A mid-chain bandpass around 500 HE to 3 KHC with saturation for aggression, and an air-chain highpass around 6 to 8 KHC kept clean and wide. Then macro map mid-bite and air level. This lets you push excitement without turning it into pure hiss. Step sequenced resonance. Add the LFO MIDI device map to auto-filter resonance. Set it to 1/8 or 1/16. Tiny amount, and automate the LFO amount so it only chatters in the last bar. That's modern roller energy. Neuro tension trick, frequency shifter before the filter, in ring mod or freak shift mode, amount tiny, like 10 to 80 HC, automate it upward near the end and keep mix low 10 to 30%. It adds engineered grit without needing new samples. And if you nail a sweep, resample the FX bus and edit like a DJ. Hard cut a 1/16 of silence before the drop. This audio version is shortened for playback.